Philippine troops are accustomed to battles in jungle terrain, but after struggling to quash hundreds of pro-IS militants hiding throughout the city of Marawi, Australian troops are helping shift the focus to urban warfare. The five-month Marawi conflict claimed around 1,000 lives. After the city was mostly liberated in October, Australia launched the Military Operation of Urbanised Terrain Program, or MOUT. Philippine Marines Commandant Alvin Pareño says the focus has been to train hard and train often.
The new techniques that we acquire from the Australian Defence Force is very, very important to all of us. This is very applicable now that we are fighting a new type of enemy.
The exercises were led by Australian Defence Force personnel experienced in urban and close combat strategies. Amanda Gawley, Australia's ambassador to the Philippines, says more training programs will commence early next year. She remains confident they will be beneficial across the region.
We do not want to see terrorist groups like ISIS establishing in Southeast Asia. We consider that not just a threat to the Philippines or the Southeast Asian region, but also a threat to Australia's own national security. And so that's why we think it's important to provide whatever assistance we can.
Australia has increasingly focused its resources on the Philippines, from military assistance to joint efforts targeting terrorist financing. John Blaxland, Professor of International Security and Intelligence Studies at the ANU, says given the current threat of terrorism within the Philippines and across the world, Australia's efforts have been justified.
Australia's military contribution is actually, I believe, contributing to the armed forces of the Philippines and the government being able to respond in a more measured, constrained way that will hopefully provide some political opening for a more fundamental resolution.
But the onus ultimately lies with Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte, who, according to Professor Blaxland, is reshifting his focus to crime and terrorism after various political distractions in Manila.
Australia's contribution with its military trainers in the southern Philippines is really only touching the sides. What's needed is significant reform within the Philippines, some legislative transformation. The Bangsamoro basic law needs to be passed. These are things that Australia can't really do. We can encourage them. We can provide some support to facilitate the government reaching that point. But fundamentally, we're really providing ancillary services to a more deeper challenge that the Filipino people and the government of the Philippines must face pretty much on their own.